Stop the Review. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Attorneys for former President Trump are asking a federal judge to prevent the FBI from reviewing documents seized from his Mar-a-Lago estate until a special master can be appointed.
Who would independently examine whether to return evidence back to the former president. Trump's request must be approved by the court. Federal Magistrate Judge Bruce Reinhardt issuing a new order Monday, signaling he likely will not release the Mar-a-Lago search affidavit in its entirety.
The judge citing concerns about what impact releasing the affidavit would have on the investigation and potential witnesses, according to Fox's David Spunt. The former president argues that many of the documents taken are covered by executive privilege or attorney-client privilege. Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institutes of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, will step down at the end of the year, saying he wants to pursue the next phase of his career.
Fauci will also depart as President Biden's chief medical advisor. Fauci says he is not retiring, but after more than 50 years in government, wants to pursue the next chapter of his career. In a statement, President Biden thanked Fauci, saying his many contributions to public health saved lives.
Fox's Jared Halperin. Louisiana Republican Senator John Kennedy says, resignation or not, they will bring Dr. Fauci before congressional committees if they take control of the Congress in the midterm elections. A sheriff's deputy was killed in Oklahoma City Monday. Sergeant Bobby Swartz was shot trying to serve eviction papers. A second deputy who was trying to pull him to safety was wounded as well. A 35-year-old suspect has been arrested following a police chase. Three people were shot, two of them fatally, in Midtown Atlanta Monday afternoon. Police later arrested an armed woman at the Atlanta airport, saying they believe she specifically targeted her victims. Wall Street Monday, the Dow plunged 643 points. NASDAQ lost 323. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
The Justice Department has begun a civil rights investigation following the suspension of three Arkansas law enforcement officers after a video posted on social media showed two of them beating a man while a third officer held him down. Despite opposition from Israel, a revived Iranian nuclear deal may be in the works.
The U.S., European allies, and Iran may be closer to renewing a controversial 2015 deal to try to halt Iran's march toward a nuclear weapon. But Israeli officials are throwing cold water on talk of a new deal. In a phone call today with French President Emmanuel Macron, the Israeli prime minister said, quote, Israel opposes a return to the Iran deal and would not be obligated by such an agreement. State Department spokesman Ned Price said U.S. officials are pleased Iran appears to have dropped some of its demands, like removing the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, or IRGC, from the State Department terrorist list.
And that's part of the reason why a deal is closer now than it was 2 weeks ago.
At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Less than 3 months before November's midterm elections, the entire election staff at a rural Texas county has quit, saying they were driven away by threats and harassment. Despite that, the so-called Great Resignation appears to have run its course.
The number of Americans moving from one employer to another declined in July. That's according to a Federal Reserve Bank of New York survey published Monday. The overall rate of changing jobs was just over 4% last month, compared with just under 6% 1 year prior. But workers are still searching for new gigs. 24.7% report looking for a new job over the past month. That's up from 24% a year ago. The increase was driven by people under 45 years old who hold a college degree. And if the goal is to make more money, the average full-time starting wage offer has grown to over $60,700. From $58,500 1 year ago.
Fox's Tom Rigotti, and I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
It's time to take the quiz.
Five questions, 5 minutes a day, 5 days a week.
Take the quiz every weekday at thequiz.fox and then listen to the quiz podcast to find out how you did.
Play, share, and of course, listen to the quiz at thequiz.fox.